Raz FM with Alicia Keys, Superwoman, and you're still tuned in to Raz FM Evenings with your radio madame, Fezile Manzini. And this evening, hey, we are having a conversation if I didn't say cohabiting, mainly because, hey, it's become a norm, and in reality is asimanganza wonye sifuna kula. And sometimes kuqala kahle sithi siyakhana, we are building together, we understand, and this one will hustle sometimes imali toba khona lesinye isikhathi sidiphende kulo yiwani siyashintshana nje, but we are building together, siyabekethelelana, siyaplana sonke bese sekuhamba hamba ngoba phela kusemhlabeni the relationship ends, whether we are, you know, agreeing on this one that is the reality. If I ten said does not secure the relationship. Hey, so we are mangala ke. Yabona umungakazi wabona abantu balwa ebusuku uthi uyalalela kanti kwendekalani lapha. Lona hey, ngilandza amakhethi nami, ngakuthola unganalutho, ngakufaka stokfeleni sabo make, sathenga nyalo ngoba idlise igqwele ifinisher so yangijikela. Nomuntu loyo lomfakela. Hayibo, hayibo. Hayibo. What's going on? Labanye kuba hectic ke balandze emaphoyisa sebayolandza indodabo akusavunyelwana se uqhamuka nemaphoyisa ngitosathatha invotam line kude umuntu otongtshela sekuyakhulunywa kancane ngaphandle awukanzi kwentekalani ngoba wena uthithe invota yakho lo uthi hayi qha akusithi invotami, and it becomes complicated, especially because gents, let us be honest, vele kufate nsethi sisuke sidlala umshado. So in most cases, you might be providing the money, but the actual person who goes out and chooses things and makes the actual purchase, kuba ngitsibosis. And uthola ukuthi ngoba vele angithi so ngibitana ngefro. Ngambile ngale mali yakho ngayothenga le ngikuthengako sengibuyile la endlini naleti into angeke ngibuthi receipt angithi fro ithengile uyayibona umshini ukwasha uyayibona iTV, but in the long run uma sesihlukana ma receipt angakini. Bufakazi bokuthi lenvulethi ithengiwe atika jonjwa kungakimi. So now the challenge becomes uma ngabe sengiyakujikela ke mine ngithi mina hayi tindodami lethi uma ngabe sindvotakhe, let them provide proof of purchase, uhluleke uyayibona la seyiba complicated khona. But I want us to have an honest conversation before we get into a universal partnership, which is what protects you. Gufaten said, I want to hear from you. But when cohabiting or gufat and said, does the furniture belong to both of us or to loyithengile? And ngicela sibe an honest song, both gents and the ladies. Kuthi letindvo letkhona lapha lesidlala ngato madlotana ngoba phela sisidlala umshado. Tabani? Angifuni ukuthi sithi yeah, but Fezile nangimthole anganalutho ngabe sesemine ngiyamakha ngamkhipha kubomashonisa ngim-advisor ngimbonisa bengimfostela ngilay-by ngendeni. I-reality is we must agree on one thing. Imali lebeyithenga letindvo leti lapha ngaphakathi kwelikhaya noma singakashadi beyiyabani. So kwabani kahle kahle lolu kulapha endlini? And what is fair, if because someone else might argue with but Fezile, labanye basithola sisebenza athena hayi hlala sithandwa ngidosebenda mina ngifuna ube yi-housewife yase yakufat and set ungithole ngisebenda maybe mine yebo ngafika nale ngafika nako yena wabe seyaqhubeka kuloko. So njengoba ungidlela isikhathi wangiyekelisa umsebenzi nani nani mhlambe ngadla naye ama-provident fund ngoba naleto yavele ekugcineni but endlini sende ngeyakhe, but nami imali yami uyidlile lokusho kusifuna ngiphume na something nalapha siyilungiseni senda njani ngoba phela uma ngabe uyidlile vele imali emntwane bantu and so it's as divided lokungaphakathi kwelikhaya ngoba phela mina ngize ngingabi nalutho ngoba i-provident fund beyithathisa wena ama-license ikwendisa ama-short course ngoba sithi we are building together. Angiphume nale ngiphuma nako siyavuma noma sivumi. Let me know on the station's Facebook page, is Rise FM 943. Because when cohabiting or gufat and set, does the furniture belong to both of us or to loyithengile? It's Raz FM with Mary J. Blige, just fine. And you still tuned in to Raz FM Evenings with your radio madame, Fezile Manzini. And we are talking about a universal partnership agreement as a solution to ifatenset. Ngoba ibantu balahlekelwa. Hey, kunebantu lese bathi buhlungu bokudliwa idivorce bangakaze bashade. And the funny thing is, in as much as we can say, hey, kwalothengile or kwabani, but the reality is there are a lot of people that have a story about something that they lost because of cohabiting kukipita kunalenda namhlanje lokuba sathi he nangikubulale ya microwave yam leya. But the reality is the times have changed and we need to understand ukuthi njengoba vele sesimoshakele we've officialized lende ekhlala sonke before sishada, and imshado protects you because you get to choose the kind of marriage that will work for you, kuba nema terms and conditions and legalities and all of that. But uma sihlala sonke sithi ah siyakhana sitawubona ukuthi lendi isisa kuphi, but we are building together, the intention is marriage, bese sekuyamoshakala before sifika lapho. So uqala le ku zero kube both yakha, uyabona ukuthi kungaze kube ne element yokuthi we are building together, we need to understand ukuthi fanele kube ne contractual agreement, because that now means ukuthi money is involved, assets are going to get involved. Uyakubona nje, you must be realistic. Anything that has to do with what you might potentially leave behind in event should you die, fanele kube ne contractual agreement le state ukuthi kwendekalani, ngoba uthola even nemindeni sekuliwa uma ngabe angahlukani, but sekwehlele lifleli mnyama wahamba before skathi sekuyaphikisana ke manje bekungasimfato wakhe sewe. But if there's a contractual agreement nalo mntwana abantu ukuthi amsita, ngoba phela uma sebatolanza into mabhandi ngoba bathi ukuthi azangisalo la muntu thini vele batawuthatha naloku lebenadi nini noyithu ukuthi kwakhe kuthengwe nguye bekuyi contribution yakhe to what you're building. So what is a universal partnership? A universal partnership is an express or tacit agreement between two people, including same-sex couples, who choose to live together in a permanent relationship without entering into marriage, or married persons who enter into an express or tacit agreement relating to a particular asset, such as a business. You see why ngithi mina ibalulekile uma ngabe you are building together, ngoba nithathela abantu ma loans nithi nina niyabancedisa kwenda ama business nanani, bese siyabulalana uma ngabe ibusiness ehamba kahle. So uyakujikela lesikhathi soqala ku-enjoya le mali, so ufuna kuyi-enjoya nalomunye. Akuvele nje kube ne-universal partnership agreement uma ngabe sesikhuluma about investing in each other, in each other's dreams, or helping each other out in any way pertaining to finances. Now, what are the requirements of a universal partnership? A universal partnership will exist if the following essentials are present. The first one is each of the partners must bring something into the partnership. So this is to say, kuthi awukabalekeli inkinga tasekhaya kini uhambe wathi lobhutlo yawu right ku right wabe yatohlala, so uthi ufuna universal partnership kuthi bakubo bangakumuka ithi invoti yakhe. Cha, fanele noyi two kube ne contribution leniyendako to lokuthi we are building together. Lapho that is the first requirement. Ngoba bayada ngithi ukuthi vele labanye abantu bavele babukela kunone khona bathi ah ngiyalapha ngiyoluma lapha ngiphume na something. The second one is, or rather, to elaborate on the first one, which is you must bring something into the partnership. It doesn't necessarily have to be money. It can be labor or a skill as well, because remember labanye abantu sivana nabo banema business, uthola ukuthi angisebenzi but ngisebenza lapha kule business yasithandwa sami, ngiyamlekelela yena une 9 to 5 job. So logo is a contribution on its own. Ungadatatela uthi first le manje vele nasingana mali, cha, fanele ukube nebufakazi bokuthi kule business la yendile nami bengisebenza kuyo bengimsita, and my contribution was labor or a skill. The second one is the partnership should be carried on for the joint benefit of the parties, which means uma ngabe sithine senda universal partnership, it shouldn't be a universal partnership that is going to help one person exploit the other, because this aware ukuthi lamanye ama relationship nje scam. Lo munye umuntu angabona ukuthi ya ngamlanza ngithi asende le universal partnership uzokuthi atongithemba ngimsebenzise ngimuse nasengibona ukuthi se ungisitile kuachieve le lengifuna ko in my business or whatever my life, yena sengimvalela ngaphandle ngithi ngidomnika inqosana, cha, fanele noyi two kube ne joint benefit. The next one is the object should be to make a profit. So lana we are saying it in clear terms ukuthi soyi two sifuna kuphuma sakhekile kulobudlelwane. It goes back to what I said, because the whole point of a universal partnership agreement is to say njengoba ngemlomo lapha ku pillow talk sithi siyakhana This is to ensure ukuthi we achieve exactly that. Kungabi nalophuma kule relationship alahlekelwe kakhulu, kuphume lomnye relationship agene kakhulu. So ithu siyavuma ukuthi la kuko konke lesikwentako, it must benefit both of us. So ithu fanele siphume si right, si grand. Kungabi nalosala ne debt lomnyabe adla kahle. Kanti mina bengithatha ama loans to finance ma project akho. That is the whole point of a universal partnership. Now the next one is the contract should be a legitimate one. And obviously for it to be legitimate, kusho ukuthi fanele nifake abantu bemthetho so that they can help you draw it up and they can advise you and both of you can lay down the specifications ukuthi nivumelana ngani, involve ini. Ngoba remember, angeke siqale relationship mhlawumbe unemoto nami nginemoto sekuba nefaten set uma sesihlukana so uthi wena ya ngoba le yakhe imoto ngiyathi ukuthi uyibhadalila kayikwe lady yami ngisayibhadala nami ngineshare kule yakhe so bengithi mine asithengise le yakhe to settle i debt yale yami ngoba yena uya qualify lapha kule universal partnership nikhona ku state ukuthi it applies as far as ini because it's not a marriage after all. It has to be applicable to the things that we are going to contribute and start building together and not necessarily loku kwami le bese ngu achieve on my own. So uma ngabe mine nawe sithi we going to start a business together but mine benginayo yami I business angithi outside of this one angeke so twena kule universal partnership njengoba ifaten said so ufuna ku include le business. No, but the reason why we are drawing up this contract is because we are going into business together kule venture le wena ukho kule. So you have no stake or claim to that one until ngik involve financially booster or ungisita, then maybe sesingayifaka la yisithi okay kuna la business yakhe beyingahambi kahle khona ngamsita ku renovator ngayisayifunda ngemali yangala lapho wathi ukuthi kusho ukuthi seyingenile nayo kanjalo. Those are just the few requirements that help one to qualify for a universal partnership. Now, what you need to know about assets of a universal partnership is that the assets of a universal partnership are those assets brought into the partnership at inception and those acquired during the existence of the partnership. Njengoba bengiqaqisile, universal partnership does not cover tindo le besinato before mine nawe sivana. It does not cover tindo le mine ngitithengile on my own. It covers the things that we started buying sesihlala soyithu. It covers the assets and the businesses lesiwaqale sesihlala soyithu. Unless ke mine out of love uma kungukuthi ibusiness nginayo but sengithi ngifuna ukuthi siyende soyithu lapho ngingafuna sesiya advisewa ke ukuthi ngoba angisasebenzi ngedwa ngifuna sisebenze soyithu na love ngoba my love wami akasebenzi kunokuthi ahlale ekhaya ngitha kangene sekufanele lapho ke banibonise ukuthi ngoba le business be exists before my love wakho. It was profitable before my love wakho. It was functioning before my love wakho. This is what you need to know. Now, a partner may not alienate or use partnership assets as personal security without the other partner's prior consent and may not entirely exclude a partner from controlling the partnership property or assets. So, lena isho ukuthi so ufuna ukuthatha loan lomunye and mine nayo sinema assets that are within the universal partnership agreement because sifakile imali soyithu awunalo lungelo lokubambisa kubo mashonisa kumbe mabhanga uthi wena bo uthingi loan for your own problems lasekhaya kini or whatever because leyo asset leyo yam nawe so I must approve ukuthi uhambe uyobambisa ngayo as security uma ngabe mhlambe ufuna kubambisa ngayo somewhere. And partners cannot share in the pension assets of their partners or termination of the relationship, even those who are able to prove the existence of a universal partnership. The reason for this is that the Pension Fund Act makes reference to a divorce, and a universal partnership is not a marriage and can therefore not be terminated by divorce. So this one I think is more applicable to people who begune faten setting ya tukus bega sebenda une pension fund bese se we andule mhlabeni I pension yakhe forgive and forget bengakashadi. So ngeke uluyise emndeni wakhe uthi wena ya sibese universal partnership funa ngithola imali lapha ku pension fund yakhe cha. It is not a marriage. The universal partnership will only be applicable to the investments that you made together as a couple in the interest of what you said you were building. Hayi loku lokunye lokufaka I pension fund netinvoto yakhe lomthole anato. You understand? Yeah. Ngoba phela lo munye umuntu angathi ha noma bangeke basilobole singaba nale universal partnership sesivukile awukavuki. There must be proof ukuthi you contributed to them achieving those things. Firstly, whether through e-labor or financially. Kuthi vele na i-loan ngamthathela ukuthi aqale le business. Lapho yes, itakusebenza le universal partnership. Mara lo ukuthi wena ngoba wathi kudweba lishiya, ngoba umuhle, then wafika wathi tholela bhuti lo ambitious wafike wahlala, bengimwashela ngimclinela endlini. Fanele ukustaytwe lapha. Good. Siwu universal partnership because this is my partner's contribution. Ungaswena seng dibadala le minyaka bengimwashela ngimphekela cha. And also because nemachita nani ni connect ingobeni. Now awuthi na ubona ukuthi no man lo cherry lo uhlakaniphe kakhulu already you need into la busy ngato nganani and I mean anginayo imali yokumlobola so angimendise angendifatenshe ifatenset bese ngimendisa a universal partnership agreement ngido khona ku benefita lapha nalapha plus ayisebenzi njalo. Awuthi ngoba uhlala nafezi lenyanga yena wena boya kokugubha muthi nanani therefore njengoba ngisekho inhlolo tami sefuna woni thathe nitigubha madlota asekhaya lawa angeke uhambe nawo enasihlangananga mina nawe ngekwemshado so asikawashadisi akahlangananga nemsamo wakini ngoba hey ungamangala umuntu usathatha amathwasa nakhatha yoqhubeka lekuye ngoba kune partner kune universal partnership agreement. I'm going to be getting into some of your comments as to kuthi uma ngabe sihlala sonke ifaten set ifurniture and bangitsi furniture ngisho ma assets angisangeke ngibale konke mara niyathi kuthi nivame kulwela ini yabani yalothengile noma yaloye or rather noma yethu soyithu. Ngiyacabanga nyalo so uthi angiphendvula kangcono ngoba phela sengiquqhazela ukuthi universal partnership iconsidera Israel's famous Amos Ukhisi Musi and you still tuned into Raz FM evenings with your radio madam Fezile Manzini. So I asked when cohabiting or gufaten set, does the furniture belong to both of us or to loyithengile? And this is what you had to say. One rib congra uthi yaloyi khiphe imali. Olati uthi loyithengile obvious. It's not obvious ngoba nivele TV. Sekungasahlangani tinkulumo. Precious kankanyezi uthi loyithengile. Constance uthi awa the buyer gets to keep his or her stuff. Bodlela phihliphohlo uthi loyithengile. However, as a gent, you have to leave it all behind and start afresh. Should you break up? As stupid as it may sound to others, the peace of mind that comes with it when they call you and tell you to come fetch your furniture because they want to put theirs. Bese uthi just burn the furniture or throw it out. Outside, bazoyiqosha bayidingayo. Old enough to have experienced it, and until this day, everyone claims that I was dumb, but they don't know the inner peace I have. Gwana, if you can afford to do that, to just let it go, you can. But I certainly recommend, as soon as you realize, I'm investing a lot in this concept of what we're building. Akube ne universal partnership agreement. Ralph, uthi it belongs to that gender. I wish I didn't understand you. Mkhulu wethu Imbonjela, uthi loyithengile, it belonga kuye. Nhlanhla Isaac, uthi loyithengile, the other ucashile. Thato JM, uthi kanti kuye kube ne furniture lapha. Hayi, abana laba ngilaba buye. Uthi uyabuya uthola thethe konke. Kanti there are stories like that. Where someone was unemployed, bakufaten set. Lo nase kumoshakala avela lanzi truck usemsebenzini usuyabuyithola ekhlobile and there are guys who have kept quiet about that. Kuthi mina ngafika ngathola kuhlobile emcashweni ngahamba ngayekhaya and to this day I never made noise about it. Selbileyana wasegangisana usuloyithengile nangu Martin Mani uthi obviously loyithengile. Karabolina letswalo uthi hey it belongs to the one who bought it. Mukoni MDZ uthi loyithengile eyakhe. Siphumzo Cargo King uthi it belongs kuloyithengile. I think the one thing that we are all learning from this conversation is the importance of taking things seriously. Sine asithatha impilo seriously, and that's why sometimes we set ourselves back without realizing it. Anything that has to do with ukuthi we are building together, a contractual agreement must exist. Anything that involves taking out loans for each other, helping each other with businesses or even working together or whatever, noma ngabe wena uveli ku company, there should be a contractual agreement to avoid kubulalana ekugcineni and also to protect you from exploitation. Because noma ngabe uthi siyakhana fanele siphume sakhekile soyithu kule relationship kungabi nalosebenzisa lomunye bese se ubona i-type yakhe uma se achieve lokho lafuna ukuachieve empilweni sakabona ukuthi manje imali seyikhona ke uyayibona so kuzokuthi ungakhali whether you are a gentle brother or unses the minute we start moving in together and we talk of we are building contractual agreement akube ne universal partnership agreement to state clearly ukuthi la this is how it's going to go and these are the things it applies to sikhathi siyahamba baningi ayikho into lebhlungu njengeqala phasi empilweni so ukhulile uthi uyabuka yathi lo muntu loya ngi invested so much of my youth in that relationship so long kumele ukuthi stawudekana I invested so much of my money I put my own dreams on hold njengoba wena akho ma dreams akasasi valid so injabulo yakho injabulo ya baby akube ne universal partnership agreement asafuni kubona dinginga asafuni kufunda titori and we don't want too much for justice senbulelene itsimthandazo gaja ngimnandi ku Rise FM